Welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
Amazing grace.
A warning against idolatry on the surface seems a little bit out of place for modern 21st century American Christians. And so when we come to the last verse in John's first epistle, which says, "Little children, keep yourselves from idols," we are prone to pass that by without giving it a whole lot of thought. I really wonder how much thought you have given to that particular warning before hearing the Beacon Broadcast over the last several days. But nevertheless, it is in the Bible for a reason. It is unusual to conclude an epistle in such a fashion, for normally an epistle closes with a benediction or with a warm greeting, greet so-and-so with a holy kiss, or various ways that other epistles are concluded. But this one ends rather strangely and on a very unusual note, when the last thing that the Apostle John says to the readers of this epistle before he closes it out and goes on, lays down his pen, his quill, and goes on to other tasks, but the last thing he says is, "Little children, keep yourselves from idols." Amen. But there really is a more serious and sober warning in these words than perhaps meets the eye, and we're looking at that and showing you how that is so. And so I'm thankful that you have joined us on this Monday, April 1, as we continue thinking about the various ways how Christians may be guilty of idolatry without even realizing it. Thank you for helping us with your financial gift so that we can continue to teach God's Word on the air. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. We've already covered the first possibility, that is, idols of the shrine, literal images made out of wood and stone and so forth. And though you probably don't have any of those in your house, and you probably don't go to a house of worship where there are images that people do venerate, some of you probably do. It's not really completely missing from the Christian scene in 21st century America. And this broadcast, actually, by Internet, is going to other countries as well. It's not restricted to the United States of America, you understand. So some modern Christians actually are in danger of crossing the line and giving the kind of veneration and worship to images, literal images, that the Bible forbids. And if you are doing that, you need to stop it. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. But not only are there idols of the shrine, but there are idols of the mind, and this is far more common, and I run into this all the time in talking to people about their relationship with the Lord. I find people who have constructed a God of their own making, their own description, their own image, and they think that this is who God is because for some reason that's who they think God ought to be like. But it's not the God of the Bible. It's not how God has revealed himself to us. It's not the Christ of the Bible. It is a counterfeit one that has been constructed out of our own imagination. And that becomes an idol of the mind, and that needs to be recognized and repented of and forsaken when that becomes true in our lives. And if you're guilty of that, you need to deal with it. But the one we're dealing with now on the broadcast today and over the last couple of week, a couple of previous broadcasts last week, are idols of the heart. And these are any affections that have grown, legitimate affections in many cases, but have grown out of proportion to what is appropriate until our love for something or someone becomes greater than our love for God, and we are actually harboring idols of the heart, such as material possessions, money, cars, houses, clothes, jewelry, and so forth. And that becomes our God, because that's what we worship and that's what we serve. Or it might be certain people, our spouse, our child, our grandchild, our boyfriend, that becomes more important to us than God himself. And so that becomes an idol of the heart. Or it may be, as we noted on the broadcast, the last broadcast, our love of popularity or some position that we covet or have attained and are guarding at all costs, or our job, or some concept of fame, or the talents that God has given to us, or that we see in other people that we worship and we desire so very, very much. And it might be beauty or worshiping youth. It's amazing what extremes some people will go to in order to try to hold back the clock and turn back the clock and to make themselves more youthful. The way they will dress, the way they will act, the things they will surround themselves with, the operations and that they will undergo, because it has become too important, it has become their God. They are worshiping youth instead of worshiping God Almighty. And I'll give you another one that is very prevalent, very common, and that is worship of self. That's right. Instead of worshiping the Lord our God and giving him first place in our life, we worship ourselves and give ourselves first place in our life. And there is a whole philosophy that is promoted in the day in which we live that encourages us to do exactly that. If you don't put yourself first, nobody else will, so you've got to do it. You've got to create me time. And on and on and on it goes. There are so many ways in which this can creep in. Some people worship their intellect because they have a keen mind. They have a high IQ. They are well educated. They do have a good intellect, but oh, that can become your God if you're not careful. Be careful, be careful, be careful that you're not worshiping your intellect and exalting that above God himself and making your thoughts about what is right and what is wrong and what ought to be above what God has revealed. That has become an idol of the heart. Your opinions. Some people, I think, actually worship their opinions. Now, they don't realize that's what they're doing, but they elevate their opinions about things above everything else. That's the most important thing in life to them, in disseminating their opinions and defending their opinions, in criticizing opinions that are contrary to theirs, until that takes over their whole life. Some people spend their lives on the internet doing exactly that. Be careful. Be careful. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. Happiness. The goal of happiness becomes the most important thing to some people. I'm going to be happy. I'm going to do whatever it takes to make myself happy, until that becomes more important than worshiping and serving God and accepting from him whatever he ordains for your life. Along with happiness is the concept of fun. Fun has taken over our world. I can't tell you how many times when I've asked somebody, they've gone somewhere, maybe gone on a vacation, gone on an outing, gone somewhere, and I've asked them, how did it go? Did you enjoy yourself? Did you have a good time with your family or whatever? And the response is, it was fun. It was fun. Oh, it was fun. And it comes up so much in conversation with some people that pretty soon you begin to get the idea that's their God, is to have fun, whatever it takes to have fun. And some people, that's pretty much it. The Lord's Day is an afterthought, but if something comes along that will give them an opportunity to have fun, off they go, because that's more important to them than anything else. And sometimes it's couched in terms of family time, which is so very, very important. But what it is the things that they want to do, the recreation that they want to pursue, the entertainment that they want to enjoy, the happiness that they're trying to achieve, the fun that they are trying to have becomes more important than God Himself. And what they are really doing is serving themselves, worshiping themselves more than God. For some people, it's the honor that they think people ought to be giving to them. That becomes most important. For some people, it's the conviction that they ought to be served by other people, and that becomes their God. Let me give you a quote from a well-known personality. Shirley MacLaine is the personality, and she's well-known to many people. And here's what she says, quote, "Each soul, S-O-U-L, is its own God. You must never worship anyone or anything other than self, for you are God. To love self is to love God." End quote. What blasphemy. But what a perfect description of what I'm talking about, the danger that I'm talking about here, idols of the heart. It is very possible to worship yourself more than God. Not too many people are going to admit it the way she did, that you must never worship anything or anyone or anything other than yourself, for you are God. To love self is to love God. Most people, certainly most Christians, would recognize immediately that statement is false, that it's wrong, that it's dangerous, that it is contrary to Christianity, that one could surely not be a Christian and actually make or believe a statement like that. And yet, I would submit to you that there are many professing Christians who are acting like that, even if they would never say it in those words. Idols of the heart. Little children, keep yourselves from idols, worshiping anything or anyone more than you worship God. Everything in our lives, including ourselves. And we are self-centered, and we are protective of self, and we love self. And that's a problem. That needs to be submitted to God. That needs to be subordinated to our love for God. We've got to recognize the propensity to worship ourselves instead of God and realize that that is a huge danger that must be dealt with. It's going to have to be resisted. It's going to have to be fought. We must make determined commitments to worship God above ourselves, or else we will be guilty of the idolatry of worshiping ourselves instead of worshiping God. Watch out. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. May God help us to do so. Until tomorrow, this is Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you His eternal peace.